Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat,
do not turn down.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
What's happening? What's happening? We back on air once again, coming to you live from American National University Studios.
Yes, sir.
I'm DJ Slab, along with
DJ Berg.
Hey, your boy Crystal Wiz, what's going on?
All right. Man, it's so much been going on in the world. What the world's going mad, isn't it?
What you say, man?
Yeah, man. A whole bunch of stuff's been going on, man.
You know what I'm saying? And
what good news you got for us, man?
Well, the thing about it is, hey, I'm just going to reflect off the tragedies yesterday, you know, dealing with, we're in the media, and I also work at a local radio station, and, you know, there's so much behind that story,
because... Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the news this morning. I read this morning too, said that he filed a racial discrimination suit against him 2-3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and gotten fired. And you know what I'm saying? That might have messed that man up
because
they will blackball you, in the media. So they
were targeted. You know, I mean, I saw the video.
Me too.
You know,
me too.
There was one video in particular where it showed that split screen. It showed the the field of view angle, and then it showed the angle from the live footage feed, and it had it synced together.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and it had, so it showed you, you know, like he walks up on them, you know, and he's right there, you know, with the gun on him, you know, for a little bit, and they're just standing there, just talking, you know, like they don't even see this guy. Right there, like, five feet from them.
Right, because I'm looking around. I know something is, you know what I'm saying, something ain't right.
Yeah, something ain't right at all about that. Because, I mean, first off, now he shoots, okay? Now, it looks like, to me, he shot this girl at least twice. And then she takes off running. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I buy it, but, you know, I mean,
well, you know what I'm saying, it's you know, sorry, you know, I'm sending out my best wishes and prayers to the family that
Absolutely.
Was involved, you know,
Absolutely.
the ones that was killed and the killer.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying, I don't, you know, it's never good to hear bad news.
No way. But,
you know, hey, I guess that's how things goes. Shoot. So, I hear your boy Derrick Rose is going through a little trial of tribulation right now.
Yeah, man, they said something about Derrick Rose. It scammed his ex-girlfriend.
What? Oh, no, say it ain't so.
Well, according to all hip-hop news, you know, they said the woman, her name is not released, claims that she dated Chicago Bulls player from 2011 until 2013. She claimed that in August 2013, Rose, along with a friend, Ray Allen and Randall Hampton, who was also his manager, invited her to his Beverly Hills mansion and drugged her with the intentions of raping her. She said she got out away from the help of a friend, but Rose Allen and Hampton later broke into her home and gang raped her.
Oh, no. This the dude from He Got Game?
No, you silly. Nah, not Ray Allen. You silly. No, not Ray. You silly. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, and broke in the house and gang raped her.
Wow.
Yeah, said, you know, during 2 years that she dated Rose, He would pressure her to perform lewd acts. He would pressure her to perform lewd acts in front of him to allow him to have intercourse with her friends and group sex with strangers, but she always refused.
Well, Brother Rose.
Wow, I mean, that is doggone shame.
I mean, I hope not, you know. Yeah,
those are some wild accusations. Wild. So hopefully he get his day in court.
I don't know. I'm not saying, you know, see, we didn't think Bill Cosby would take the pudding,
you know?
He was drugging it.
But they knew they were taking the dough. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he was advertising?
Man, they knew he never told them what that drug was. They chose to take that drug.
Well, I mean, if they took it on their own free will and they were of legal age to do so, then that's on them.
Yeah.
Now, but if we're talking about underage,
and then you got the Subway guy, you feel me?
Yeah.
Well, now I mean,
Jerry,
that dude really eating fresh.
He's been accused.
He's just admitted.
Yeah, he's been accused of you know doing what he did, and ain't no media talk about that.
Of course
Bill
not.
Cosby, you know, ain't been accused.
Well, he has been accused, but he hasn't been charged.
Yeah.
Jerry. He hasn't been charged in the legal system, but he paid out the lawsuit and he admitted in court documents that he drugged women.
But they knew they was taking it, though. It ain't like they didn't know they was taking it.
I believe that is a defense.
He said, yeah, I was giving it to him. But they knew they was taking this drug. They was taking it.
Yeah.
It ain't like he was making them take it, you know.
But plenty of them said he took the poo poo.
Oh well, now I don't condone that. Now,
yeah, I don't. You know, when you take it, hey,
they said that just because they trying to get some of his money. Man.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. That's the true fact of it. You know,
maybe he's trying to get some of that money.
I feel for both of them in that situation because nobody wants to go through this with any person.
Mm-mm.
A scandal is a scandal. Nobody wants to be bothered with a scandal.
I ain't
scandal.
Trying to take up for him and nothing like that, though. Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, man, it looks a little too fishy right there for me, man.
I agree.
And he took it. He's Bill Cosby, man. Him and Sidney Poitier, man, was the man back then, man.
Right.
They was making it pop.
Oh, yeah, I ain't saying he take nobody.
He's Bill Cosby. They gonna throw it at him.
Well, yeah, that's what I saw.
You feel me? They throwing it at him.
Yeah, they throwing it at him, all right.
Just like, you know, it's like throwing it at all them basketball players and
people get jealous feelings, you know, and get hurt.
I'm the only one that ain't getting thrown at.
We ain't popular yet.
All right.
But we gonna get
there. We gonna get up that mountain.
But yeah, man. Today, you know. Mr. Farrakhan met with Eminem for the Justice or Else campaign. Saying so, the meeting was it was basically a mystery, but it happened.
So Eminem,
Eminem's
Muslim?
No.
Oh.
Nah, they had a meeting together. Nah. I said Eminem family met over dinner in Detroit last night. The affair yielded no real details, but Hussein Muhammad of the Nation of Islam committed on his Instagram. And on Instagram, all pictures have a story attached to it. The picture is over 10 years in the making. So much happens behind the scenes that I don't post or talk about. But this one I absolutely had to. Truly epic that the two of them had a dinner last night in Detroit. So, you know, shout out to Eminem, you know, going
to big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Said, you know, it's like, yes, he's going to have the Who's Who at the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March coming up. And so it should be hype.
He's going to be performing there?
Well, he might be the only white artist to perform in my play. He might be the only one to perform at the Million Man March. Oh, nah. All right, you know. They might. I ain't gonna lie. You know, they gonna have white boys there. Hey, we gotta still, you know. Hey, I'm just playing there, people. Don't take me seriously.
Shoot. Well, I tell you what, man. I tell you what.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Man. I got some to shift it a little bit. You know the whole issue with Planned Parenthood going on, right? With all these videos that have been getting released.
Yeah.
Now, you know, so this right here happened at up in Detroit over the past weekend. Some Satanists were performing a shocking ceremony at a Planned Parenthood during a pro-life protest going on, and it says basically some of these protesters were from the Satanic Temple of Detroit. Fox News reports.
That's the one that had that statue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know
it
what you
said that they at the rally, the Satanists had had their members put gallons of milk down their throat in a waterboard type fashion. The rally was part of the protest going on nationwide in a response to 8 videos showing Planned Parenthood top executives haggling over the cost of aborted babies' body parts and discussing ways to alter procedures to obtain organs for harvesting. Shockingly, one of the newest videos catches the abortion company harvesting the brain of an aborted baby who was still alive. Jax Blackmore from the Satanic Temple explained why they decided to hold the demonstration. He said, "We opted to do a form of political theater because we feel very much that it is what the opposition is doing. Milk to us is symbolic of motherhood, and we feel clergy is promoting a form of theocracy and forcing women to adhere to their ethical guidelines." So, you know, I mean, these guys are pretty much promoting this.
Well, you know, Planned Parenthood is like population control.
Yeah.
All another form of population control, and been harvesting and everything for years. It's not like it's just popped up. This has been going on for years. You know, my grandma used to tell me all the time, be careful who you go sleep with because they might steal your kidney.
Hmm.
Okay.
So look at the statistics. Look at who's getting sold on the market more than anybody else?
Black people.
Thank you. And they get more dollar, and they get top dollar.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, the damn gene is dominant. So
I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's crazy out there.
Yeah.
That's why my grandma told me that.
Mm-hmm. They're out there to get you.
Yeah, we gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. We got going on sports.
You heard about the Marshawn Lynch talk, man, about his appeal dropping. They dropped the little appeal policy or whatever. But for them to do it, you know, he had, like, it's about him not talking to the media.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, like, you know how the media come up to him, you won't talk to him, and he just keeps walking and don't say nothing. Then when he goes to the little press conference, he sits there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here and tell him I'm only here because I gotta be.
Yeah. Playing that role.
I'm only here. Anytime they ask for something, I'm only here because I gotta be. I'm only here because I gotta be.
Uh huh.
So they dropped it, and then the league agreed to. If he, like, as he's walking off the field and stuff, or walking on the field, and you know how the camera's in your face trying to talk to you, give you conversation,
mm-hmm.
He said that if he complies with that and, you know, just make sure that he talks to him on the way.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledge him.
Yeah, he won't have to worry about paying the fine going to the press conference.
Okay.
But once he don't say something, and they keep getting multiple, you know, claims. then they gonna reinforce it.
I bet they're gonna be messing with them.
Yeah, they probably mess with them just to try to get a reinforcement, get him fine. You know, that's what the media do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
They gonna put a little countdown on.
Because they don't want him to talk anyway.
You know, speaking of sports, man, I got to say something, man, because, you know, something just rubs me a little bit the wrong way as far as with the whole Chris Carter situation. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna just say this real quick about it. You know, they found this video online. It was on NFL's website for over a year. And it wasn't until, you know, they interviewed the rookie that walked away from the game because of, you know, his thoughts about concussions, that they asked him about that, you know, at the rookie symposium. But he declined to say who it was that made those comments. Now, you know, the whole thing now, you know, they put it on Chris Carter, you know, now, and they act like they didn't even know the video was up there. But it was up there for a year. You know, I mean, that's the real culture, you know, in the NFL and really in politics in general. You know, it's to have a fall guy. And I think, you know, they just, you know, let the cat out the bag and just let it out there for a long time. And now they took it down. But, you know,
that
was the truth.
It's the
truth.
Come on, man.
But it's the truth, though, man.
They didn't want to say that, but it's the truth. But it had to be.
Everybody got
Come on.
I mean, if you got all this money, you supposed to have a fall guy. I mean, he didn't tell them nothing that's not right. I mean, just in case
he just had to apologize for it, though.
Yeah.
But it's true.
I mean, you can't get mad at him for speaking the truth. Everyone has one, dog. Especially if you got money, you need a fall guy. You don't want it to. I mean, the fall guy, they ain't gonna do nothing but them slap him on the wrist.
Yeah.
They gonna try to make an example out of you just because you got this money. They want to take some of that money.
And it's not even necessarily because you did something wrong. It's because somebody could be trying to set you up, too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just, you know, to look at it from a negative, you know, aspect of it, but.
Especially, man, if it's your family at Vickens. It's cousin Patty. Come on, man.
Yeah,
because he's a sucker.
I'm be honest with you. If that never would have happened, the Falcons probably would have won that championship, man. The next couple years, they was getting rocky.
Yeah,
I'm a Vic fan.
Yeah, all the way.
You know, they just traded Vic to the Steelers. Steelers picked him up.
What? Are you for real?
Yeah. Man,
I'm glad to hear that.
He was on there Tuesday. He's on the team nasty. Vic, he met with the Steelers earlier that day. And, you know, I guess they liked him.
Okay.
So he's Big Ben's backup.
Okay.
So I mean, you know, they'll probably put him in there too, but we're going to see how it works, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that would be a good look.
He's a good player.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
still.
Having, you know, a nice player to have be a backup.
And, you know, I know he still probably get that speed, too.
Yeah.
So.
And he's 35 years of age.
He still got it popping. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, shout out to Vic, man. I hope
35 years old.
Yep.
I hope everything
goes
well.
I mean, but, you know, he's getting up there.
Hey. Before I was playing for a good while.
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
And that's another person you got to take your head off to.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Brett Favre is one of the greatest, man.
Yeah.
I like Brett Favre. He might have threw a lot of interceptions, but I'm going to tell you what.
He looked good throwing them, though. I tell you.
He was going to get done, though, too.
Yeah.
Plus, while we on the Steelers organization, they wide receiver Bryant. Oh man, can't pass the drug test, man.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Yeah,
man.
They suspended him for 4 games for the
Can't leave the reef alone.
Well,
Like Steve A. Smith had me great put the blood deal.
You know, I don't know.
popping no weed.
It's weed. They should just go ahead and let that go. NFL. I mean,
well, it's the thing about it is,
it's not hurt.
Well, you got the investors, the investors' money and all that, and when you put, and you know, while that money, there's rules and regulations that you got to follow.
I mean, it is.
I mean, you know, it's still a federal legal drug. It's still a legal drug.
Yeah.
Not in some of them states.
Yeah, no.
Federally.
NFL. You can go over there right now and buy it, though.
Yeah.
I said you can go over there. If you over there, you can buy it right now, though.
Good. But I'm just saying.
You can't get mad at this man for doing something.
I'm not mad at him. Shit.
I mean, I ain't saying, you know. That's what he does in the offseason,
yeah,
man. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of sports athletes who do it in the off season. But I'm saying, though, it's the off season. Let them have their fun, man.
Well,
when the
too much
going
fun
on,
and too much money is being fucked up.
I'm saying, though, when the season's going on, they
I mean,
they
excuse me, it's being messed up out there. So, you know.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
Big money, and there is big money involved in that
yeah,
organization.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it.
Tighten
up, fellas. Quit a month before you return.
Nope.
Yep. Get it out of your system.
We.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, all that money, I might even have to quit. Shoot. But, hey.
Yeah,
shoot. Yeah, man. Cause E-40 announces 40-ounce malt liquor. It's Man 40 Water.
What?
Uncle 40 Water is still making bread. He got so much in money investments like Fat Burger. Then he got the wine. Now he got the malt liquor. I don't drink malt liquor, so you know I won't be drinking it before that. But hey, shout out to 40 Water. But he going to release the malt liquor on NBC. NBC reports that Hollow Beverage will be called E40, and it will be released through the Bay Area Rappers Interactions and Transactions Company. The drink will be flavored with honey and contain 10% alcohol.
Mm.
God bless 40. You trying to have everybody driving
10%, huh?
Shoot, you trying to have everybody DUI ban on the first cup, on the first 40. Shoot.
Out there ghost riding the whip.
Well, I know you're going to be ghost riding.
Right, Chris. Hey, you know, try to hop out that car.
Yeah.
<He's>,
Earlier this year, he released the Slur Kane, a premixed rum cocktail based on his Hurricane track with the click.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, your boy, in 2013, he started Earl Stevens Selection, a wine collection based off his given name.
Right.
40 Water.
40.
All right, you know, he said he's a tycoon, and he is a tycoon.
Yeah.
I feel him. You know what I'm saying? I see you there. But yeah.
That's all. Yes, sir.
But yeah, man. It's a shout out to 40. But yeah, man. We're approaching 5 minutes up on the show. Y'all got anything else to talk about? Get out there.
Give a shout out to the late Daryl Dawkins.
Yes.
Philadelphia 76.
Yes. Man.
Dawkins spent 14 seasons in the NBA.
Yeah.
He spent them with Philly. He spent, that's where he started with. Then he went to New Jersey, Utah, and Detroit. He averaged 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 726 regular season games.
Ooh. Okay.
And he had a 57.2 field goal percentage, the 7th best in NBA history. Yeah, man. He died in the hospital.
Yeah, of a heart attack. Yeah. Shout out to Daryl Dawkins, man. The first person to break a backboard. You know what I'm saying? Before Shaq.
Yeah.
All right? You know what I'm saying? That's why
they invented breakaway.
Yeah. And then when Shaq came to the league, they had to come up with a tougher material. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to both. Shout out to Daryl Dawkins. You know, it's a sad day in the NBA, you know, with a legend like himself, you know.
He was in his hometown. He was in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Lehigh County.
Mm.
He was 58 years old.
Yes, so.
Damn.
They're going to do an autopsy on him tomorrow so they can see what the cause of death was. His family is saying that it was from a heart attack. You know more
rest
about
in peace.
Tomorrow after the corners get, you know, done talking about it. ESPN will have it. So I'll be watching it so I can catch up on it.
Absolutely.
See what they're talking about the great Daryl Dawkins, man.
Hey. But yeah, shout out. I gotta say that once again, shout out to Daryl Dawkins and his family, you know. Wish you the best and hope y'all get through y'all.
And he was selected in the top 5.
But the thing about it is, you are leaving out the real fact of this, and it goes to the thing that's going on now with the NBA. He is the very first player to jump high school to go to the NBA.
Hmm.
High school go straight to NBA in the first round.
Yes. He's the first. He's the originator.
Hmm.
So it wouldn't be no. And Kevin Garnett was the next. No, Moses Malone was after him.
Yeah, Moses.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying?
I'm a legend.
Really wasn't coming straight from high school.
Yeah. A lot of them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That started getting like it again, like when the Fab Five came into play. You know, I think Fab Five started that era, you know, leaving after their freshman year. So, you know.
Well, not all of them left.
Yeah,
like,
but.
Like two of them stayed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Webber and all of them.
Mm.
Jalen wrote.
Well, Jalen stayed. Yeah.
Jalen stayed.
So it was just Webber and.
Howard.
Yeah. So. But Howard had a lengthy career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's still getting checks. He's an assistant coach. So.
And he just won it. And before he started being the assistant coach, he won that last championship with the Heat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he started becoming assistant coach, getting that money.
Come on, man. Come on. He's still getting it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You hear about Michael
basketball.
Jordan? Huh? You hear about Michael Jordan?
Getting that lawsuit. Oh, yeah. Getting what? $9 million. His name alone will cost you.
Yeah.
Will cost you. If you use Michael Jordan's name and he don't get paid, he's coming after you. He's on your ass.
Yeah, he showed it.
He showed it. Hey, he makes sure if you use my name, you better pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it all. Everything.
I want it all because. Now his ex-wife's taking half his money.
Yeah. He's like, I need more.
He's still got commas.
Yeah,
he's still sitting on commas. He's still sitting on 3 commas.
Yeah.
4.
Well, divorced, he got half of everything.
Yeah, sure did, though.
But he's still sitting on 4 commas.
But when you used to see something, it was like all yours, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Golly, yes, yeah. But... Fellas, y'all ain't playing.
Man, enjoy the family.
I feel you.
You know, man, family time, you know, same thing.
Yeah, I got work Saturday night for the station. So
we working,
everybody
man.
Out there, peace, love, and happiness. And you know what I'm saying? I like to say, stop the balance out there.
If y'all need us, man, holler at us, man.
Peace.
Yeah.